And if you don't have a city that is working properly with water, sanitation, street lights, repair of potholes in the streets, then, you know, you don't create the environment in which people would come and say, but, you know, it's nice to live in this city, it's nice to do business in this city. And if that's the case, that people say, yes, it's nice to be in Cape Town, it's a city that is working properly, it's providing us with the services that we need to do our businesses, then you don't employ people. So it's so important to get this environment properly functioning so that people can come and live here, and that people and that a business can do its business in a way that they make a profit and can employ people and even more people. And if I look at this, then of course this is if I look at the speech of Mr. Ronnie Lewis, then it seems to me yes, Cape Town is on the right track. And especially on the right track compared to some of the other cities. So if I look at, you know, they're spending a lot of money on multiple wastewater treatment works, upgrade pipe replacements, for example, $2 billion on sewer and pipe replacements. The electricity grid investment, $6 billion over 3 years. And they want to become less dependent on Eskom. They are looking at upgrades of informal settlement areas and many social housing projects. He also mentioned in his speech that they are spending a lot of money on the sports facilities in the city, and especially then also in the Mitchell's Plain environment. And if we look at that, then you say, yeah, they are looking at really the total environment in providing the community of Cape Town with amenities where they can play and do business.
Yeah. The problem here, Ulrich, is that the city is still facing some significant challenges, you know, such as unemployment, the housing issues that we have. What gaps do you think still need to be filled, and what gaps still need to be bridged? Because I always use the example of if you're driving from here through to Musenberg on the M5, you have the right-hand side of the M5. It doesn't know what the left-hand side of the M5 is doing. So there are some incredible challenges. And one of the big challenges, obviously, is housing, employment, social structures, and social development within those townships and areas, such as Manenberg, such as your Google to Nyanga. You look at, for instance, you know, service delivery in Hanover Park. You look at those areas, and there are still a number of challenges. So where are the gaps, and how will the city then bridge those gaps, Ulrich?
Now, you see, the big problem is that you can't fill these gaps unless you've got the income. And if I look at the budget, and the mayor also talked about, you know, where does the revenue come from? And you have to be so careful with, you know, just increasing tariffs and rates and taxes at the time. Because eventually then people say, but why should I stay in Cape Town? Then I'd rather go, and, you know, I want to make this comparison. If I can't afford to stay in Cape Town, do I then go and work in Perth in Australia? So one has to be so careful in how you handle this balance between what do I want the ratepayers to pay. And that was interesting to me that, you know, the mayor said that if we look at Cape Town, about 60% of the households will not pay more in the rates and taxes in the coming year. And that is especially the middle and lower income groups. But if you look at the housing problems that we face, one must remember that this can't be done overnight. But I think that Cape Town is on the right track, that in terms of their financial ability to look at these problems and to try and solve these problems. Hmm. I think that they are doing a fine job in balancing between, you know, what can be done and what must be done. And of course, we can't eradicate these sort of differences in communities over a short period of time. And the major factor here is that, you know, we put people into a situation where they can be employed and improve their own financial situation over a period of time. And I think that Cape Town is on the right path in terms of that. Yes. Hmm.
Chatting to Ulrich Huber this afternoon, and Ulrich Huber is an economist. Your comments on the mayor's 40 billion rand budget for the City of Hope. Ulrich, we'll come back to you in a minute or two, but your comments on 0829-913-913. I'd love to hear from you. Where do you think, who is benefiting from this budget, who is not benefiting from this budget?